From KUOW 94.9 Seattle, I'm Ross Reynolds. It was a Barack Obama campaign promise from his first term. Congress has dawdled over it for years. It's comprehensive immigration reform to deal with millions of undocumented workers in the U.S., and this could be the year it happens. Immigration reform is a big issue. Actually, it's many issues, and today we're breaking out two facets of that debate. One is a program called E-Verify that would be used to validate every worker's legal status. More on E-Verify in a little bit. First, we turn to a program of great interest here in the Northwest, the H-1B visa program. It's a temporary permit for foreign workers to be here on what are called specialty occupations. They include architecture, engineering, mathematics, physical science, social sciences. Even a fashion model can get an H-1B visa. Microsoft is the Washington company that uses the most H-1B visa workers, more than 3,800, but Amazon and even the University of Washington take advantage of the program. The H-1B program would be expanded under immigration reform, and Maria Cardona supports it. She's a public policy advocate and a political strategist at the Dewey Square Group based in the other Washington. She's also co-chair of a coalition backed by Microsoft and other companies working to expand the number of temporary work visas issued to professionals in engineering, tech, and other fields. Maria, thanks for your time.
Thank you, Ross. It's a pleasure to be with you.
Why is it important, do you think, to expand the H-1B program?
Well, it's critical. And the coalition that I have had the pleasure to be appointed co-chair to does more than advocate for an expansion of the H-1B visa program. It also advocates for investments to the long-term nurturing and growth of the education and the graduation of students here in the United States that focus on STEM fields. And when I say STEM, I mean science, technology, education, and math, which are ultimately the ones that the fields that these H-1B visas were made for. So if we're able to educate and graduate these students here in the country, there will be less and less need for H-1B visas. But in the meantime, we do have to fill those positions. Ross, right now, we have a need on an annual basis of at least 120,000 jobs with those kinds of qualifications, high-tech qualifications, computing skills, and we're only graduating 40,000 students with those qualifications. That's a huge gap. We need to understand that from a competitiveness standpoint, we have to fill those positions now, but we also have to make sure, and I think more importantly, from a long-term competitiveness standpoint, let's make sure that those students are coming from this country. Let's make sure that those high-paying quality jobs are being filled by Americans here at home. And that's why this program, I think, is so important.
But you're saying right now there are not qualified U.S. workers to take those jobs?
There are not enough. There are not enough U.S. workers with the qualifications that we need in these high-tech fields to fill those jobs.
Well,
and what we're doing, Ross, is we're educating. We actually bring foreign-born students here, educate them in our best universities, and instead of letting them stay to fill those jobs, we kick them out of the country because our immigration policy is so upside down, so that they go elsewhere and start up companies that eventually will be competitive with ours. That makes no sense.
Well, we've got someone on the line who disagrees with you. Kim Berry is a president of the Programmers Guild. He denounces expanding the H-1B visas program. Kim Berry, why do you oppose expanding this program?
Okay, first, we have a little dispute with Maria on the statistics. My statistics are we're graduating nearly 400,000 STEM graduates from U.S. colleges each year. Predominantly, those are Americans. And for the past 10 years, it has not been 120,000. It's been only about 60,000 new STEM jobs per year. During the past 10 years, we bring in over 90,000 foreign workers. So clearly, for the past 10 years, we've been pushing at least 30,000 Americans out of the job market.
Why would these businesses not hire American workers and go to the trouble of recruiting them and bringing them here from abroad, if what you say is correct?
Well, there's two reasons. One is an H-1B worker is indentured to the employee. So in other words, if Microsoft or someone hires someone and gives them some good skills, they might jump ship and go consulting. But if they bring in the H-1Bs, they're stuck for the 3 years. They can't leave. And the other is they can pay much lower wages. Foreigners are willing to work for lower wages, and the way the Department of Labor prevailing wages set up, they're able to pay about 30% below what they would pay an average American for the same job.
You got to explain to me, and I'll ask Maria this also. We're just hearing two opposite sides of this argument. Kim, you're arguing that there are not enough workers. Maria says you're arguing that there are enough workers, and Maria is saying there are not. What can you say beyond just asserting that to demonstrate to us that what you say is true?
I hear from for example, a programmer every few weeks that says, hey, here's my resume. I've been sending it to Microsoft for months. I've applied for several jobs at Microsoft. I can't even get an interview. How can you help me? And I say I can't. But I think clearly Microsoft's recruiting and HR department is flawed. They are getting flooded with applicants that have the Microsoft skills and the BS degrees, and they're ignoring those applications.
How do you know that your friend or whoever wrote that to you really was qualified?
Well, I have to look based upon the resume. They appear to be qualified, and since they were never called in for an interview, never talked to on the phone, to be that person is qualified for at least one of the 6,000 jobs at Microsoft.
Maria Cardona, what about Kim, what Kim just had to say? He said there are qualified people here, but companies like Microsoft are taking advantage of the H-1B program to get indentured workers from abroad that they'll have more of a hold over.
Well, I'll say a couple things to that. First of all, it's across the board that high-tech companies have been saying for some time that they cannot find qualified workers. I used to work at the Department of Justice's Immigration Service back in the late 90s, and that was always the case. That's why H-1B visas go back to the early 90s. And the cap back then was 65,000. And right now, our technology and our economy is such that the future is in these high-tech jobs. And the fact of the matter is, and whether you ask Microsoft or IBM or Hewlett-Packard or any high-tech company, they cannot find enough workers to fill the positions that they want to fill. And Ross, your first question was right on point. These companies would much rather hire American workers because they don't have to go through the trouble of trying to recruit foreign nationals to do this.
But can they hire foreign workers, though, at a discount because they're bringing them here from abroad? Can they pay them less? Do they have more control over them?
We have to fix our immigration system to make sure that the salaries of everybody are fair across the board. There's no question about that. But the reason why this program that the coalition that I'm talking about, Inspire STEM USA, is I think going to be very beneficial to the economy is because, first of all, it makes these companies pay more for these H-1B visas. That payment that they need to hire these workers right now, that investment will go into the long-term education and nurturing of STEM students all across the board. And while, you know, my heart goes out to anybody who can't find a job right now, American workers are highly industrious. And so I can't imagine that they would be afraid of competition in the kind of economy that we are starting to see right now, and especially when we're starting to create more jobs.
Okay, Kim Berry, I want to ask you one final question here. Do you think the H-1B program is simply unreclaimable? Do you think it could be modified to be acceptable to what you think are the needs of American workers?
Okay, well, a key thing is their Department of Labor is approving H-1Bs as low as $5 per hour. The problem is we need a way to say that H-1B is only for the truly skilled people. We advocate a minimum floor wage of $100,000. Microsoft claims they're paying their H-1Bs more. Maria should agree with that floor. That gets rid of all the competition with the new graduates, the 400,000 U.S. STEM workers who are having trouble finding a job. It reserves H-1B just for the highly skilled, the truly exceptional skilled person. And the other is we would like a requirement that Americans always have to be recruited first. Currently, that's not the case in H-1B. And as far as the fees she's talking about, those are trivial. That's a few thousand dollars for 3 years for the foreign worker. It does really nothing. We're already graduating enough, if not too many, STEM workers. And I have personal experience. We can't account now, but
okay. People,
my own daughter took 7 months, came out of USC with an engineering degree, BSMS, 7 months to find a job.
Kim Berry is the president of the Programmers Guild. We also heard from Maria Cardona, who works with the Dewey Square Group, and she's also with a coalition backed by Microsoft to expand the number of temporary workers. Thank you so much for your time. That's just one aspect of immigration reform that's being discussed. In a moment, we're going to talk about another. It's a program called E-Verify.